My name is Doreen Massey. I chair the subcommittee for children, and I'd like to welcome you all to this incredible building. I'm not going to sit on this pulpit behind here. I think it'd be too overpowering for you all, so I'm going to sit here, if that's all right. I'd like to thank Lewis. Where is he? He's over here, Lewis, for all his efforts in getting this meeting together, and for his kind help in all kinds of ways, and for producing such a beautiful city for us to be in. I think Lisbon is magnificent, and I've had the pleasure of walking around it for 2 days and very much enjoyed it. On to business. We do have a quorum, so we can begin. I'd just like to introduce you to the observer, who is Eleni Cariani, who is sitting over here on my left. And she's not doing anything yet. She will be performing later on when we come to the report on addressing the needs, the health needs of adolescents. But she's from the University of Cyprus, and she will present her comments on the memorandum later on. I have one piece of any other business, which I will speak to at the end. Does anyone else have any other business they can think of that I should add to the agenda? If not, I will go through the agenda. Can we adopt the draft agenda? Yes? Can we adopt or approve the draft minutes of the meeting held in Strasbourg on the 26th of June 2018? Are there any comments? I think that the minutes were useful in that they reflected people's thoughts about what is happening in their own countries to a certain extent, which we will do again in a minute today. So, new members. We have two new members. Yolaine de Courson, who is in front of me here, from France, and Rainer de Bruin Wiseman, over here, from the Netherlands. Do you need to say anything about yourselves? No, don't worry. We will do something about it in a minute. Because there are new members here today, I was going to do an exercise where you stand up and you introduce yourselves to everybody else. Given the geography of the building, at least of the room, I think that might be a bit impractical. So could I just go around and ask you all to just say who you are and which country you're from? No speeches, just a quick introduction. Shall we start over here with our host, Lewis? Who are you? Just say your name. Just put your microphone on and say your name. What's the matter with me? Why can't they do it? Yes.
Sorry. Luis Ramos.
From?
Portugal.
Thank you. Well done. Who are you?
I'm not from Portugal.
Stefan.
But we are here because Luis arranged it, that we come to Portuguese Parliament for our meeting, and so we should say thank you to Luis.
And who are you? Who? Could you now introduce yourself?
I'm Stefan from Austria.
Behind?
Milica Marković, Bosni Tercegovin.
Sjevda Valjevč, Secretary of the Delegation of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
The back?
Okay, I'm Kerry. I'm from Kerry McCarthy. I'm from the UK.
Oh, hello, Kerry. I haven't seen you.
I'm not actually on this committee. I'm here, but I'm on the main committee, so...
Hello, my name is Diana Tușa from Romanian Socialist Group. Thank you.
Along.
Kestutis Masiulis from a very nice country, Lithuania.
Morning, Virgilius Poderis from Lithuania too.
Hello, I'm Anne Kalmari from Finland, very keen on sustainability and green resources.
Marijana Balic from Croatia.
Martin Mergin from Luxembourg.
Merci, thank you.
Joe O'Reilly, Ireland, Irish delegation. And I've been a teacher for many years, so I think I know a little about children. Thank you.
Amraoui, du Royaume du Maroc, pays partenaire pour la démocratie avec le Conseil de l'Europe.
Merci.
I am Petrovic from Kosovo, I am MP.
I am Haliti from Kosovo, MP.
Hi, Sergei Kirill from Ukraine.
Margareta Budner from Poland.
Yolène de Courson from France.
John Howell from the UK.
Ulrich Öhme, Germany.
Bada from Romania, Popular Group.
Tadis Sutter from Belgium.
Stella Kriakidis from Cyprus.
Reina de Bruin-Weseman from the Netherlands, from the ALDE fractie. And it's beautiful to have a front name Reina in this context because it means queen. not in the Netherlands, but in Spanish and Portuguese.
That's okay. So thank you for that. I want to go on to the next item, which is any recent developments in the area of children's rights or children's welfare in member states. Last time we had issues of sexual violence. In sport, we had young people in youth care, children's houses, and various other things. So has anybody had anything to share with us about what's happening in their own country? I will wait till the end. Are you waving to me? You're fanning yourself, aren't you? Anything? Yes, Ryan. Just a couple of sentences.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. We were quite interested in healthcare and adolescents, and this morning I saw a message from our Minister of Education that the bullying in the second grade education has reduced in the Netherlands from 11 to 5% in 2 years because they had special bullying programs in the school. So maybe when someone is interested, I can help you from some information what kind of programs are successful and which are not. It's still too much, 5%, but it's reducing, and I think that's very hopeful.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Martin.
Oui, nous avons voté récemment à Luxembourg une nouvelle loi sur la prise en charge des enfants à besoins spécifiques dans l'éducation et aussi dans l'environnement de l'éducation. Notre parti est sceptique parce que nous pensons qu'il ne va pas vraiment changer le parcours. J'ai introduit une motion pour réexaminer les effets de la loi début de l'année prochaine.
Merci. Anyone else? Yes, Petra.
Yes, well, Belgium has some new developments regarding to refugees. As you may know, 10 years ago, we stopped putting children in detention, and we lately started to put children in detention again while waiting for their deportation if their asylum claims were not honored. So this has been quite a fuss in our country right now, especially because the Human Rights Commissioner from the Council of Europe had been writing a letter to the Belgian government a couple of months ago not to do this. but the government decided to do it. So this is one of the recent developments in Belgium.
Thank you for that. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Juste pour informer la Commission que le Parlement du Maroc vient d'approuver la Convention européenne sur l'exercice des droits des enfants, la Convention sur les relations personnelles concernant les enfants et la Convention du Conseil de l'Europe sur la protection des enfants contre l'exploitation et les abus sexuels, et donc est en cours de ratification.
Merci, merci, thank you. Anyone else? Two things from me. First of all, we are still trying to ensure that children's rights are guaranteed even when, if we leave the European Union. We still are, of course, very concerned about Brexit. And secondly, a bit more hopefully, the seminar that we held that some of you attended in London last November, we have now launched the report both in Strasbourg and in London, and we have two round tables happening in the autumn with young people, NGOs and government ministers who are very keen to push this agenda forward. So that is good news. Anyone else? Fine. I'll move on to the next item, which is to tell you briefly about the joint meeting of the Subcommittee on Children and the Subcommittee on Education, Youth and Sport in Tbilisi, Georgia on 17th, 18th of October. If you have not yet confirmed your participation and want to come, could you please let Julia know that you wish to come to Tbilisi, 17th, 18th of October. It's a very important meeting, I think, because it's talking about violence against children in sport, institutional violence. There will be a meeting on the 16th of September in Tbilisi, for which you can register online, which is the meeting of the Ministers for Sport from Europe. I think there's some copies available in the room, are there? We have some copies of the registration forms over there. At this meeting, there will be expert contributions, there will be round tables, and there will be seminars. And the second day, we are planning to do, in the morning, an interactive workshop on addressing sexual violence against children in sport as the contribution to the Council of Europe campaign Start to Talk. The workshop will be in small groups with feedback. I will be pulling the things together, and we have two facilitators. One is Irina. Petra can't come, so she can't do it. I'm looking for another volunteer, please. Not now, but if you want to be a volunteer for a facilitator in a workshop, then please tell me and you'll be very welcome. Martine's nodding her head. Does that mean yes? No, okay, it's all right. Don't worry. You will? Good, excellent. That's done. Volunteer. Thank you so much. You too, Stefan? Good, excellent, excellent. It will make a change from being talked at. We will do an interactive work and we will pull ideas together, including we will pull together a statement on the topic of violence against children in sport in the Start to Talk campaign, and we will try to pull together about 10 points which have come up during the conversations and during the workshop to make a statement of declaration on this topic to be adopted by the participants of the meeting. Any questions on that? Okay. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring up? Yeah. Stefan?
We should not forget the trauma in the summertime when the Italian government don't let out the young people from the boat. which where the this crew saved the life, and that was a lot of miners. And at the end, because you cut the freedom of movement for young people, and then 150 could enter, but these are very young kids, and I think the next drama will arrive this next month, so we should take a position maybe for those cases.
Do you want to bring that up again in the Social Affairs Committee? Make a statement? Because we can't do a statement from this committee. Okay? All right. Joe?
Yeah, I just wanted to support Stefan in that. I think we should be very clear, and if we could at all make a statement as a subcommittee, we should, and we certainly should get the Social Affairs Committee to make a statement, because to be relevant, it's very important, and it's a real human tragedy.
Would everyone here agree to that, to asking the Social Affairs Committee to consider this? Martine?
I think it's a topic for this subcommittee, but we should not forget migration. There is a committee on migration too.
Thank you, indeed. I look to Stefan to join that together and make a statement of some kind, but maybe between us and Migration Committee. He will work it out. Oh, yeah? Okay. Right, thank you.
We should have the focus from the subcommittee of children. I think this is, if you take migration, you have all the cases. But the urgent is from the perspective of the kids. And I think this is our duty.
Do we agree to draft a motion to that effect from this committee, but to the Social Affairs Committee, because that's where you have to publish them from? Yes? Any dissensions from that? Okay. Thank you very much. I very much support that. Any other business? I have one item, and this is about young people being involved in the Council of Europe. I've spoken with a few colleagues, and we think that we should look at getting more involvement in the Council of Europe from young people somehow. I've met with the director of the Youth Centre in Strasbourg and with Regina Jens-Dottier from the Children's Rights Division, and there are things going on which involve children, but there doesn't seem to be a kind of pulling together of that. And I would like to try to do that. The president, the PACE president, Liliane Morin de Pasquier, is very interested in this and has agreed to meet a small group in October this year in the session in Strasbourg to look at how we might take this forward. I will also again be talking to the Youth Centre and to the Children's Rights Division about it, and to anybody else who is involved with young people in the Council of Europe. So what I'm asking you is, would anyone else like to join myself and a couple of other colleagues in meeting the President and be involved in such an initiative about getting young people involved in the Council of Europe? Any comments? Any volunteers? Anything? Stella. Who? Oh, Stella, yes, thank you, sorry.
Thank you. I think it's an excellent initiative. I'm not sure exactly how we can achieve it, but I think it's very important because there is a lack of understanding of young people to do with the various bodies of the Council of Europe and the Parliamentary Assembly, so I'd be very interested in joining.
Thank you. Anyone else interested in this? Martine?
Yes, I am, but I'm afraid I have natural obstacle to pass. We have elections on 14th of October, so it depends from the outcome of the elections.
Well, I hope you're still there. But you're interested. Yes, good. Joe.
I completely, with colleagues, support the initiative. I would help during the assembly in October if I was during the plenary, but I wouldn't be around at other times. So if during the plenary, if I can help, I would.
I haven't yet fixed this date. I have to phone the President's office this week, today or tomorrow, and I will try and give you a date when I have that confirmation. Anyone else interested in this? Okay, Stefan, may I? Where is he? He's there. May I put this to the Social Affairs Committee also? Yes, thank you. Good. Finally, from me, and then I'll take any other comments on anything that you wish to raise. It's European Day for Protection of Children from Sexual Exploitation and Sexual Abuse on the 18th of November. And I know some people have given publicity to this in their own parliaments and in their own groups. And we know that the issue of sexual violence in sport has issues which must be addressed, hence the Tbilisi conference. And in 2018, the Council of Europe launched the Start to Talk initiative. There's a training kit for professionals and volunteers, a video clip, and material for distribution, an online resources centre. And some of these exist in different languages, so if you're interested in that, then perhaps you can talk to me or the Secretariat after the meeting and we can see what we can find for you. I note, these are Julia's notes, and so I hope it's right. I'm sure it is right. The Assembly is planning to produce whistles for the campaign. Whistles, yes, whistles for the campaign. And propose to organise the visibility action with the use of whistles around the 18th of November. Can we get whistles from you? Yes, we can get whistles from Julia. So if you want to go around blowing whistles in your own parliament, then it's up to you. But I do hope that we will make the most of this campaign. It's an excellent campaign, the Day of Protection for Children. And I shall certainly put question down our own parliament. And I hope it'll be promoted by us and by yourselves, and that it'll be a very successful day. Any comments or suggestions on anything that we have talked about so far? Any further thoughts on anything? Okay. Then I will close the meeting, but I will tell you that the next meetings will be held on 8th of October during the fourth part session of the Assembly, and on the 17th and 18th in Tbilisi. So thank you for attending, and the meeting is closed. Please don't forget, if you want to go to Tbilisi, to let Julia know as soon as you can, and then we will be able to sort out who will do what for the workshops. Thank you so much. Have a good day, as they say. And I must thank people. I must first of all thank the Secretariat for their amazing work in getting all this together. I don't know how they do it, but they do it as well as 10,000 things at the same time. So thank you and well done, everybody. I'd also like to thank, if I could see them, the interpreters. Are they in heaven? Are they up there? They're up there, are they? Thank you, interpreters. Wherever you are, I can't see you, but I'm sure you're there somewhere. Thank you. Oh, they're waving to me. Look, they're waving. Wave back. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.